Morning to you, Gutho. How are you?
Morning, going all right on the way to work, so back into it again and starting fresh.
You'll probably just get to training and give Reed Marnie a bit and tell him why the hell are you going there, I suppose.
It's probably a bit hard for him now. It's I've never been in that situation where you sort of sign somewhere and the coach leaves and they've got to sort of start again. But look, I guess sort of feel sorry for Baz, but in a way he's sort of gone there and had it hard since he got there, and obviously it's ended this way, but obviously feel pretty bad for him and the team. Obviously you go out there every week and try and do your coach pretty proud, and it's sad to see it end like that.
Hey, Gutho, I asked Loz this morning, how does it work with your boys' contracts in and around, you know, when you sign that deal? Do you sign the deal knowing who the coach is and expecting that coach to be there? And how do you go legally now if something like this happens? Can Reed Marnie get out of his contract?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. We were actually talking about it yesterday at training at recovery, a few of us. We were saying the same thing, and I'm sure legal-wise you'd have to have it in your contract that if something like that happens, you could get out of it or go about it. But I think if you just sign the contract, you obviously got to go there and go on with the contract. But I'm not too sure, Clarky.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose it'd be up to the individual. If the big reason you're going there is because you wanted to play under a certain coach and you've had those discussions, I don't know, that might be something. If someone wanted to change their mind, they possibly could change their mind on.
But I might start getting in his ears.
Yeah. That was my little hint for you, buddy, today at training.
I'm going to give him a call after this and start whispering. But as I said, it's a bit sad for Baz. It's obviously probably a harder job than playing. And as a player, you don't want to see that. You go out there, as I said, you go out there every week to try and do the game plan that the coaches' staff push forward, and obviously they haven't been able to do that, but it's a sad end to that, but I'm sure he'll pop up again soon.
Before we talk about the game on the weekend, Gutho, I'm interested to read about David Kidwell in the paper this morning. He's leaving you guys and going to coach Argentina in rugby union, and he wants to be a part of that World Cup's coaching staff for the World Cup next year. Was that a big shock? Did you know that was coming at all?
No, yeah, big shock. He gave me a call yesterday about 2 o'clock in the arvo, and just said, I think he's going to come in today and speak to the whole squad and say his goodbyes. But he gave me a call yesterday, and it caught me off guard, actually. I thought he was just going to call and talk about the game as we normally do, and just said he was going to take that opportunity up, and it was an opportunity he couldn't sort of say no to. But it's disappointing. Kitty's been with us for a while now, and I'm not too sure he's going to step up into his role or anything like that yet. But I'm sure Brad will grab us and chat to us before training today. And but look, we just got to move on. Obviously, Kitty has been a big part of it. He was our defensive coach, and our defense hasn't been too good. So if we can fix that, and whoever steps into that role, I'm sure Brad and the other staff will take that in, until we find that the right person. We're not in any rush, and it's, we know what we've got to fix. So sad to see him go, but business as usual for us.
Can I ask, mate, who are the other assistant coaches out there?
We've got Steve Murph. He's been with us for about 8 or 9 years. He was up at the Titans and been with us for a while now. And then we had Kitty as the other assistant, but we've got a few others sort of below rank that are doing the New South Wales Cup, and I'm sure they'll be putting their hand up to step up and jump in with us and try and improve us.
Might you want a kick, Loz?
No. Clarkie's had good defence.
Great defence.
You had good defence.
I refuse.
High elbow, Gutho.
When it comes to footy, I refuse to tackle. I was a try scorer only, mate. I wasn't tackling.
That five, you just got to dig in.
If in doubt, swing hard, Gutho.
Gutho, 31-24 against the Chooks. You trailed 25-6 there. I think that was just after half time. So what did you put the sluggish start down to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's disappointing. All the games we've lost this year, we've come out early, and probably except that one against the Cowboys, we've The other three, we've come out early and we just haven't turned up, especially our middles. We just haven't turned up and we've let teams roll us and put 12, 18, 20, 24 points on the weekend. 24 points is way too many points to give any team, let alone the Roosters. And when we start well, we're a hard team to compete with at the back end, and we showed that in our wins. But on the flip side, when we don't do that and we let teams get a little start on us and put points on us, we find it hard. And credit to us, we crawled back and made it a one-point game. But we just used way too much energy early, and they're a great team and made us pay. But we have to try and figure out now how and why we start like that in some games. And we need to fix it as soon as we can, because the roller coaster going up and down, it's not a fun ride.
Gutho, how does that work? Like, on the field, so if you start a certain way, that must breed confidence while you're out there on the field. You know, rightio, things are going to how we planned and how we play our best. But what happens in the situation like the Roosters when it doesn't start the way you know? What do you do then in a leadership position or captaincy position where you go, right, this is not what we've spoken about. Preparation, you know, it was all about how we started. How do you make that change there and then? Because it seems to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I want to be wrong, but if Parra walks out and plays Parra's way, they can beat any team in the competition and win the grand final. But if something doesn't go to plan at the start of the game, then they could also lose to the Tigers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And our results at the moment are saying that.
Yeah.
We obviously went to Melbourne and beat them and then came home and then lost to the Tigers. And same thing last week, beat Penrith at home, at their home, and then went to that game and were full of confidence, and it just didn't work. But we don't know what it is. We need to fix it ASAP. And look, even on the weekend, we're still full of confidence when we get behind. We even that first try, first two tries, and then we're just missing an opportunity. We're creating a lot of opportunities. We've got it back to 6-6 and then 12-6, and then we sort of played some ad-lib footy, and Simo's just got a little bit too eager and reached out, which would have made it 14-12. And off that penalty, they rolled us, got another penalty, and then ended up scoring again. So it's just that sort of, we end up compounding an error or a lost opportunity. And the best teams don't do that at the moment. And we're sort of doing that and shooting ourselves in the foot and making ourselves pay. But I was just super proud of how we held in. We stayed in the fight. We didn't go away from what we wanted to do, and we're still with 3 minutes to go, we're still a chance, and it's just disappointing with the start, and we have to be able to fix that, and going into the bigger games at the back end of the year, you can't do that to teams.
Gutho, I could be completely wrong here, but I watch you guys play, and you know, you touched on the ad-lib footy and things like that, and I know it's about scoring points, and I know it's about, you know, seeing opportunities and taking them, but I reckon with Parramatta, when you play that style, you get loose both with the ball and without the ball. And I think when you're a more direct style of football team and a tough brand of football, everything tightens up. And I mean, your defence tightens up a lot more than what it does when you start moving the football. And I think when you simplify your game and you play on an edge, or then you back through the middle or down short sides, rather than going long shift with long shift, I just tend to think it correlates. I think when you play power football, you tighten up with your defence as well.
Yeah, 100% agree. And that's that 20, 25, 30-minute block where we are trying to shift. We're trying to go off slow play. The ball's lost, and our forwards aren't running hard to get us quick play of the ball. And we're pretty critical on our forwards after the game. We as I said, we started really slow and soft. And look, we don't shy away from holding each other accountable after the game and on the field. And we have to be, and that's what the best teams do. But when in that first 30-minute block, we're trying to go too laterally, and instead of just letting Junior and Reg and Ice and Laney get forward for us and kicking into those corners, we were just letting them off the hook with little errors and sort of made it loose. And when we went back to that game in the second half and just went through the middle and let Mitchell play short sides and Dill play short sides, we sort of got back in the game. But as I said, we just let them dictate what they wanted to do in that first half and early second half, and when we got back to what we wanted to do, we sort of saw it flip, and we saw a lot of hands on knees from then when we were going through the middle and kicking in the corners, but it was just a little bit too late.
Has Hayes Perham got to the stud marks of Joseph Swali out of his back yet? You got a good a view, I guess, of the talent of him and also Sam Walker with that chip and chase.
Yeah, obviously two great young players, and we knew what they were going to do all week. We knew that Walker just plays footy. He goes out there and looks like he's playing backyard footy and just having the time of his life, and that little chip and chase just showed what he can do. And Swali, I thought he was one of the best on the ground, to be honest. He's carries out of the backfield off set starts and kicking in those corners. He really made us pay and just got through the teeth of our middles, which they were really disappointed with. But that sort of jump over Hayes, it just reminded me of a young Israel Folau when I was out there, and that's all I was thinking about when he scored it. And look, it's a special talent, and we had Will playing in our centres who sort of went to school together, and he was talking that he just used to do that all the time at school. And look, he's excited. I don't know if his best position's on the wing or you got to get him closer to the ball, but he's going to be a great talent.
You got a tough game on Friday night coming up against Manly, and I heard a couple of the Manly boys speak yesterday about Desi's put them on notice that performances like that are unacceptable, and coming off a bad loss to the Broncos, they'll be ready for you. So what do you have to do well against Manly, mate? You've played them a number of times over the last couple of years.
Yeah. I think you just nailed it on the head. We got to go back to playing our power game and going after the collision and just competing on all the little things. And then when we get that opportunity down the short side and playing through them, we got to take it. But as you said, Des put them on notice, and Brad sort of didn't go too hard the other day, but I'm sure he will today. And we have to be able to react. We want to get back to winning more games. We can't keep riding this roller coaster, win, loss, poor performance, good performance. It's about consistency, and the best teams do it. And we're back at home, and we have to go after the game. And if we don't, you know what's going to happen. So we have to go after it and play the style of footy we want to play and do it regularly.
Do you think your old mate Tommy Turbo will be named? Will be playing?
Look, hopefully you want to be able to play the best players in the game. And look, Tommy's. I watched that game the other night, and there was something wrong. I'm not sure what it was, but the week before he looked alright. He might have just got a knock on it early, but you obviously don't want to hurt that more. It was such a long season. We're only probably a quarter of the way through, and they're going to do what's best for him, not the team yet. And look, save him for Origin, I reckon, but we'll see what happens.
Just give him the one week off.
just give him 78 minutes off and just leave him on two. But save him for Origin. We need him around Origin time to get that shield back. But look, we're looking forward to the challenge. We're back at home on a Friday night, and after a bit of a blow from Brad, and we need to get out there, and our forwards are going to be revved up.
Thanks so much, as always, Gutho.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.